Well, I want to thank you all for coming this morning. My name is Lynn Dixon, County Legislator in the 9th District. I'm joined this morning by Legislator Ed Rapp, Legislator Joe Lurigo, and Legislator Kevin Hardwick. We are here today to call for an investigation into what happened in the Department of Social Services that potentially compromised so many people's identity. We are looking to have a hearing to look into the matter further. We've clocked in a resolution asking for that hearing, and we'll proceed with that. We've asked for the Department of Social Services to come, the District Attorney's Office, County Attorney's Office, the Administration, and the Comptroller's Office. Obviously, identity theft is a big issue now, and I think by compromising so many people's identities, by leaving some important and very confidential information about them curbside is a dangerous precedent, and we have to figure out what happened, why it happened, what procedures should have been in place, what procedures were not in place, and identify what happened to ensure it doesn't happen again. With that, I would welcome Kevin Hardwick to
comments. This is serious stuff. I mean, hardly a day goes by when we're not confronted with some pitch to get us to buy some service to protect our identity. And realize what we're talking about here is not, you know, some private organization. This is government. I mean, government, where the natural tendency is if you can't tax it, shred it. And here we have something like this happening. You would think that someone would ask along the chain of custody of those records, you know, hey, should we be shredding this stuff? Should we be putting this out to the curb where anybody can walk by? Again, especially in this day and age where there is so much attention to identity theft. That's why I think this investigation is so necessary. We just can't sweep this under the rug. We can't say, oh, well, you know, it was a problem and we've taken care of it. I really think we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Comptroller Stefan Mihailu for pointing this out. Now it's up to us to pick up the torch and to see this thing through. With that, I hand the torch off to my colleague, Joe Lurigo.
As my colleague said, I think the main focus here is to ensure that something like this never happens again. There's evidence that that these records have been mishandled going back possibly several administrations. Our focus is to have a hearing, find out what steps have been put in place to ensure that residents' information isn't compromised. Identity theft is now the leading crime happening in the United States, and the fact that the government was part of an issue that where it left these documents out on the curb, we just want to make sure that going forward we protect the information and that the steps that the county executive has taken ensure that never happens again. So with that, I'll pass it off to Ed Rath, and we'll take some questions, I guess.
Thank you very much. I think it's critical that we study and investigate this issue very closely for the residents of Erie County. Erie County had 4,528 complaints of identity theft in 2012. That is higher than almost 70% of all counties across the country of 100,000 residents or more. To repeat, Erie County is well above the national average when it comes to complaints for consumer identity threat. So we need to protect the interests of the residents of our community and have this investigation and come to understand why this happened and absolutely guarantee that it'll never happen again. The county executive yesterday was quoted as saying that it's important that we pinpoint how this happened and who was responsible. I couldn't agree more with the county executive. We need a thorough investigation, and we need to take the time to absolutely ensure this will never happen again. And if, in fact, there were one or two individuals who sacrificed the identity of the residents of Erie County, I agree with the county executive, those individuals should be fired. Also, this is not just a problem in Erie County. This is a problem across New York State and across the country. New York State is 8th highest in the country when it comes to identity threats. So this is another opportunity for us in Erie County to show our leadership and to prove that we are committed to the safety of the identity of our residents. And this investigation, I believe, will create those outcomes to protect our residents. Thank you.
as a member of the Health and Human Services Committee, where Social Services Department comes before us, I thought it was important to call for this hearing and this investigation. I held a shredding day back in October in Hamburg, and then co-sponsored another identity theft event this past weekend. And I can tell you, people line up. They're willing to wait for hours sometimes to have their documents shredded, and they want to sit and they want to watch to make sure that their documents are shredded. This is important for people. People want their identities protected, and it's important that we allow for that process to happen and that we make sure that we are doing our part in Erie County to ensure that the residents' safety.